I wasn't sure I heard it right. I was half listening to Radio 5 Live and I thought it sounded as if Man City were about to lose a key player to Barcelona because, and this is where I began to wonder whether I was hearing right or not, because he felt the club had ignored his 31st birthday a day or two earlier. On a salary of somewhere between £100,000 and £200,000 a week, and with thousands of fans, one wonders how he could have felt neglected and abandoned. In that gospel we've just listened to, Jesus promises not to abandon us or to neglect us when he died. And that promise of Jesus is not difficult to believe, because no sooner had he been strung up and allowed to die than he was back among them, finding them in their hideout, the room where they were supposed to have hidden, would be the scene of a mass by Pope Francis in the next few days in Jerusalem. We find him standing beside the weeping woman by the tomb who loved him, couldn't recognize him through her tears. We find him joining the disaffected two on the road to Emmaus and preparing a cooked breakfast for the weary fishermen on the side of the Lake of Galilee. He is everywhere. And it isn't a matter of how we or whether we feel his presence. There will always be times when we feel abandoned, left out, alone. Times when we are struggling with deep feelings of anxiety or feelings of loss or feelings of lack of belief in ourselves or lack of belief in God. Feelings that we cannot expect anyone to understand completely. But we are not expected to go through the hard times alone. God is always with us. We are never left to struggle on our own. Sometimes it is very hard, obviously, especially when we feel let down by someone or when our life is turned upside down by some problem. Very hard to believe and to hold on to the belief that God is with us. We are, as it were, hanging on to our faith by our fingernails. But so often it is, as we know, many of us know, at such moments that we learn to trust in a new way. We look around for help, and there is none. We have exhausted all the advice we have been given, and it is at that moment that many find the courage to believe that God is with them, and that we don't need to worry, or at least that worry is useless. One young woman who discovered this at a time of great crisis in her life wrote to me and said, "While there was much good in the advice I was being given and much wisdom in the spiritual and self-help books that I was plowing through," she said, "there is no substitute for launching out by yourself. Letting go and trusting God to lead." She said it took determination, a lot of determination and belief that he would hold on to me. And he did. One hears these stories fairly often, at least I do, of people who in their moments of almost despair find themselves able to trust and let go, or to let go and trust. And quite dramatically, in many cases, you hear of people who feel they're being held by a strong pair of arms in their moment of grave need. Or the feeling that God is somehow close to them and giving them the courage to go on, to keep going. Somebody who learned this, that God is with us in our darkest moments, gave me this account of her experience. She had three sons, the third of whom had suffered brain damage at birth. She had been told that he wouldn't walk or talk and that he would be incontinent. And the moment she wanted to tell me about was the moment that happened when the little boy was three. She said, I was on my knees in front of his bed in desperation. I felt I was in the deepest pit I was ever in, face down in the mud. I looked around, and what I saw was a figure lying in the same position as me. And the figure was Jesus, covered in mud. And she said, that was the greatest revelation I have ever had. And when you've had that revelation, you really know God. She also said to me, people ask me, how could God let this happen? I hate that phrase, she said. Instead, I think that God must be weeping that this has happened. And she ended by saying with deep conviction, it's because he weeps with you and not just for you that you believe in him. It's not just because he weeps with you. It is because he weeps with you and not just for you that you believe in him. Obviously, she had to get up off her knees, face the same situation which hadn't changed, but she had changed. She found she was able to face the future and her responsibility, and more than that, she found she was able to strengthen her husband and her other two sons in carrying out their part in bringing up the young fellow. I am not leaving you orphans. I am coming back to you. You will see me. And even if we don't see him, we know that he's there. He holds out arms to each one of us in our difficulties and promises so strongly, so many times, I will be with you, always, until the end of the world.